For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
For me, was like, I'm going to start living life on my terms. I'm going to redefine success in a way that really resonates for me, which is about meaning and fulfillment and expression. So don't wait for one day. I mean, that, you know, I have 20 years of doing this and really thinking about the decisions I made. And it's a really important mission I have to remind women to stop waiting and stop living the backup life.
Thanks to Sana Skin Studio for supporting the No podcast. Sana is a skin studio that is shifting the relationship with your skin and your products through goal-driven facials, real guidance, and clean skincare. Stay tuned for our promo code so you can receive $25 off of your first facial at Sana Skin Studio.
Welcome to the No Podcast with me, Nikki Spo.
What is up, my friends? Welcome back to The Know, where it is not about knowing everything, but about coming to know ourselves. I'm your hostess, Nikki Spolstra, and I love sharing this journey with you all, where we are finding and celebrating our deepest sense of inner knowing. And I've had to do a lot of rediscovery in the last several years, from getting sober to losing my mom to going through my third pregnancy while getting a divorce, to supporting my son through a successful run with chemotherapy. And I have to say that the other side of all of this has been the great awakening that my life has really needed. But here's the thing, is that while big life events can definitely expedite a person's homecoming, I believe that there are ways to come home to ourselves that are perhaps less severe, like listening to empowering conversations, sitting with women who talk and walk differently, asking ourselves tough questions and holding ourselves accountable, and of course, going to therapy and hiring appropriate life coaches, which brings me to introduce Marnie Batista, who is the founder of Dating with Dignity and the Institute for Living Courageously. So before we get started with Marnie, I want to cover some updates. If you're not already subscribed to the show, I want to encourage you to subscribe to whichever or all of your favorite listening platforms, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. By subscribing, you'll always have an automatic download and you'll never miss an episode. Also, I have some exciting news to share about something that I've been working on for quite a while. So I know firsthand the power of community and shared experience, and I'm so honored to announce that I have created an online women's community where we talk about all of life's topics. And in my group, Becoming Her, we are striving to become the best versions of ourselves and realize that she is me, and we can become the her of our highest desires. And in my community, we meet once a week, and we have monthly webinars with experts in the personal development fields, and you'll have access to me for one-on-one conversations about all of life's topics. So I have a special promotion for my podcast audience, which I will link in the show notes. And I want to welcome you to Becoming Her, where we will do great things together. Okay, so Marnie Batista, I am like so happy I found her, because she is one of those women who are just doing it. She's walking the talk. We have so much to cover today, but one of the heavy hitting topics you can expect from this episode is dating after divorce in today's complex social environment. We're talking about why women date unavailable men and how we can move away from suffering through unfulfilling relationships and into relationships that are fulfilling, love-centered, want-based, happy, and safe. So with that, let's get started with Marnie Batista. Marnie, welcome. I am so excited to finally host you, because it's been a long time in the making with so many scheduling changes, but we are finally here and I am ready. And I think my audience is ready. We need this. So thank you for taking the time to meet with me today.
Of course. Happy to be here.
I'm so excited. So first, I want to get started with having you tell us a little bit about what dating with dignity is and how you started it?
Well, I think people always ask me, what is dating with dignity? And it's so basic. So I went back in the day, and this was now like 20 some years ago. I remember that I would go on a date or I would be with someone and it wouldn't go the way I wanted. And then I would do something and then I would be humiliated or feel ashamed or have regret or remorseful or replay it in my mind. And that experience over and over and over again, you know, just really damaged my self-worth. I usually sabotaged any sort of opportunity that I had in those moments. And I was constantly asking other people, like, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? Right. And so when I had my own awakening, what I realized, the thing that had been lost in all of that was my dignity and my self-respect. Wow. And so what is dating with dignity? It's waking up the next day feeling great about yourself. It's about not taking a rejection personally. It's about having an abundant life, including dating. It's about setting boundaries and acting on the behalf of your highest self and knowing your value. And when we are not doing that, right? Number one, we don't attract the right people. But most of all, it damages our self-worth and really all the parts of our life, whether we realize it or not.
So when you're saying that, when you were saying that, I'm hearing you talk about like the shame and embarrassment component of like the morning after having said something. Like, what are some examples of the things that do sort of like damage our dignity and that we wake up with regret? Because I feel like, especially for me, like now in this new dating scene post-divorce, you know, I've had to kind of rediscover like who I am as a single woman and what I want in a new relationship moving forward.
Yeah. Well, so it's everything from sleeping with the guy that you wish you didn't sleep with, mm-hmm. or sleeping with him too soon. I have a great story about this. So I had someone that I was working with, this was her before moment, was that she was dating a guy very early stages, like maybe gone in 2 or 3 dates. And they had a plan to talk. And he went out with his friends. She went out with her friends. It was weekend. And she didn't hear from him. And so she was like, hey, are you okay? And there was no answer. And then a couple hours later, she was like, all good? You know, like you all know what I'm talking about.
I don't maybe, but I do.
Right. And then it was sort of like, turned into, wow, I can't believe you're ghosting me. I thought we really had a good connection.
Wait a second. Like with no response from the dude?
No response after hours and hours and hours. And then it was like, well, clearly you're ghosting me. I'm not going to be treated like this. Don't ever call me again. And then, you know, a few minutes later, and one other thing, you know, and that's like a very exaggerated example, but it was over. So anyway, the next day, the guy wrote back and was like, oh my God, I went out with my friends. I left my phone in this restaurant. I didn't realize I left my phone in the restaurant. By the time I realized it, the restaurant was closed. I just picked up my phone.
Cringe. Like the whole thing is cringe.
The whole thing is cringe, right? And so that is one exaggerated over and over and over again. But if you think about all those things that you may or may not be saying, I've had clients, and I used to live in LA and I have a lot of clients in LA. And someone was like, hey, you know, I'd love to meet you. Traffic is really insane. Can we meet in the middle? And you know, her before message was like, I'm sick of dating guys that don't want to put in the effort. Da, da, da. It's like, whoa, I just asked if we could meet in the middle. Right. I had a client once who was like, wow, we had this great date and he didn't respond. And he said, why is this always happening to me? And I was like, well, what's the last thing he said? She looked at her phone. She's like, oh shit, he did write me back. I was just asleep. So what I'm saying is like, it's not even sometimes what you externally communicate. It's all the shit that goes on in your head.
Yeah.
Whether you do it or you don't, that makes us feel crappy about ourselves, right? Like the stuff that the walls we put up. I mean, I just have so many stories. I have a client who was like, wow, this guy's so needy. I'm like, what? She's like, well, he's mad because I didn't respond all day and we have a date tonight and I was really busy and I'm a very independent person and he needs to know. And I was like, whoa. I kind of like looked at her text with her and I was like, so he was like literally confirming and you didn't answer. And now it's 4:30 or 5 o'clock. And he was like, wow, are we meeting tonight? Are you blowing me off? That's not
being into her. Like, I don't know. I hear that he's into her and looking forward to the date.
Exactly. But her walls are so high. Like, you know, I'm an independent woman. Like, I don't, you know, you can't expect me to respond. We all have these stories and these stories go through this filter. They undermine our efforts to get what we want. It makes it way harder than it has to be. Yes, dating is hard, but I think that women make it 10x times harder than it has to be because you're leaking all of your insecurities and your crap.
Right.
You have dignity, self-worth, and self-respect, and you have the actual tools to communicate appropriately. Like, it's actually kind of fun.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing you say is like, it really is an inside job for women. And I think that women feel so shitty about themselves, like based on all, whatever, whether it was failed dating or failed relationships or what they've learned about marriage or relationships from their own parents and people around them and social media and what it's supposed to look like, that we create these own stories in our head. And so it becomes an inside job where it's almost like I see it in my friends, like, dating from a place of insecurity. And it's wild, Marnie, because I'm in a phase of my life where I've done a lot of healing work. I've done I have everything that I want. Like, I basically, men now are competing with my peace, right? Like, I don't need to, I'm not on a time clock to have a baby. I have three. I'm very happy by myself. And so my goals and desires for a relationship are so different. And ultimately, like, I love myself so much that it's like, if somebody else loves me, like, that's icing on the cake. It doesn't necessarily define my self-worth. And I think that a lot of women especially are relying on external beings, whether that's what they wear, how they look, other people, their parents' opinion, or a romantic partner, to be the source of their self-worth and what brings them value in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. And so here's the thing. And you know, I've really expanded in the work that I'm doing. I'm not just helping people with dating. I never really was just helping people with dating. And let me tell you why. Because people would come to me and they'd be like, oh, I thought I was signing up for a dating program. We're like, actually, I'm working on my like self-worth and really deciding who I am at this point in my life and letting go of all the stories. And the great, like, so I'm here to tell you a secret about all the dating coaches out there. There's a lot being perpetuated, right? That if you meet a guy, then all your problems will be solved and you'll be happy. And that's actually bullshit.
It's bullshit. Right?
It's total bullshit.
Bullshit.
That's why I won't do it anymore. And that's why I officially got out of the dating game in terms of like, oh, I'm a dating coach, because I couldn't stand that lie. Because the truth is, dating is just your biggest pain point. And any coach, you know, just so that you will click and all those things, we have to get in your head and we have to say like, it's money, it's love, it's what, health, whatever it is. But the truth is, how you do one thing is how you do everything.
That's right.
Right. And so once I started working with my clients, I'd be like, okay, let's get your identity in alignment with your soul. Let's start dating from that place. Then you just kind of put it on autopilot. And it's just a matter of like having fun, being discerning, choosing. What happened was so many of my clients were like, okay, cool. That's in motion. But like, you know what? I'm like, I work too much. My work-life balance sucks. I need to fix that. I need to start setting boundaries at work. Actually, what I've always wanted to do is start a business. I need to heal the relationships with my parents or my children or whatever it is. That, right? So your symptom might be dating, but don't fall for the idea that once you get this, everything is going to be happy, rainbows and unicorns, because new level, new devil. And then when you're in that relationship, it'll require a new evolution of your soul. So you have to do the inside work first to really create the life that you want on your terms from the inside out. There is no shortcut, at least in my experience. If someone has the shortcut,
it's really the long route. I always say that. I'm like, it's actually not a shortcut. It's like the roundabout way of taking the long route. Like, the shortcut is actually doing the work.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the shortcut. I wish more people knew that.
Yeah, it's really, it's interesting. I was listening to, when we're recording this, we're in the middle of the Olympics, and I was listening to one of the swimmers. They did a little piece and he was talking about, and you could put dating on this, right? He was saying, you know, every time he got in the pool, his inner critic was like judging him, like, you're a good person, you're a bad person, right? Wow. And that he had to take 9 months off and do the inner work. He couldn't compete. It was ruining his marriage. It was ruining his life. But that's the thing. Like, every time you go out on a date, if whether or not it works or it doesn't work is impacting how you feel about yourself, your future, your life, then that is all it is like a big sign. And I ask people this question all this time, write this down. If you have the same dating problem over and over again, why? And I know this isn't fun and friendly, but like, it's a good question. Why do I think I keep creating these same results over and over again in my life? Because it's not the men, it's not the apps, it's not the year, it's not the decade, it's not the century, it's not the politics, it's just not, it's your soul's journey. So
yeah,
you're creating it for a reason. Wake up and listen.
You know, Marnie, you're saying that. And I think about, I was in a relationship for 16 plus years, and I remember thinking like, man, I keep having to relearn this lesson here, right? But it's like, it takes as long as it takes to learn the lesson. And at some point you will be in the space, you know, sometimes I think to myself, well, why didn't I learn that 10 years ago or 12 years ago or 5 years ago? You know, it's because I didn't. I wasn't in the space to receive it. And I learned it when I learned it. And my life has moved on accordingly. But, you know, on that note, something that you mentioned about relationships being the thing, or finding the boyfriend, or finding the relationship or the partnership or the marriage or whatever being like what is going to make you happy, right? And how some people feel like their relationships are simply like going nowhere. It's like, where are we going? Like, what is the goal? I'm interested in reframing what the end game is in relationships, because the end game to me isn't just like getting married. And I think that a lot of people just, that's how they date. Like, they're like, this, I have to date this guy or this woman, yeah, because so we can be exclusive. We can be in a relationship and we have to get married. And that's the end game. And once I have that, I'll be happy.
Yeah. Well, so, to me,
it's bullshit.
Yeah, you know, it's like I'm speechless, right? But I get it, because I have kids now that are like in their late 20s and almost 30. And seeing their peers starting to get married and the weddings and all those things, right? And it's like, that is the not, and I love that, you know, I think it's a really, really important, but the mentality is that there's not that wisdom to understand that this is really just the next step.
Yeah.
Right. And so create, and that's why it's really important, like who you choose, because there are no guarantees, right? And so I think that reframing relationship to this container where you will constantly have a mirror, and you will be asked to grow, and that person that you're with is going to be asked to grow.
Wow.
And you grow together, or you don't.
Or you don't.
Right. Or you don't. And I was married for 17 years the first time. I got divorced 2 years after baby number three was born.
Get out. I was going through a divorce while I was pregnant with my third.
Yeah. And so, you know, and that baby number three was six when I met my current husband. I've been with him for 15 years. And it hasn't been rainbows and butterflies all of that time. But the thing is, because I believe, and I teach my clients, you get to have like five non-negotiables, five deal breakers, five things that are going to be the fights you never have. And you have to really be clear about what those are. Those five are the things that have kept us connected and kept us committed during really hard times and kept us growing together. And also me being adamant about my own journey.
Mm.
Right. Because
yeah.
There's, and it's funny, I wrote an article, it was in the LA Times, and it was about how I blame my husband for a lot of like some unhappiness that I was having. And that I thought that if he just did this one thing, then mm-hmm. same thing as like what we did. If you just change this one thing, then we'll yeah. be happy.
Right.
And okay. So my husband was organizing and cleaning out boxes because we've been moving a lot. And he was like, I found this. I think you need to write the second, you know, update, because a lot of things have changed. And I was like, yeah, because I was adamant about those things. Not that that thing was going to fix everything, but that that was something that I knew that I really wanted to have in my relationship. Because I picked someone that had these same five core values, like he stepped into that next level and I stepped into that next level. And that's how you grow together. And so you got to really choose wisely.
Well, it sounds like you also have to like, you have to do a lot of deep reflection. Like there was a, what, like, for example, 16 years ago, I didn't know what my core values were.
Right.
I didn't even know. Like we start dating somebody, especially so you see this like happen with like people who are high school sweethearts or they meet really young and they get married really young. Like you don't even know who you are. Like it's wild to me that we even expect college students to like pick a major and they're like 19. Right? I'm like, I don't know what I want to study. Like I didn't, today I don't work in the area that I studied in college. And so we go into these relationships and we're trying to build a strong foundation, but we don't even know what our own core values are. So like, how can you establish them? And it's wonderful if you can do that with your partner, right? As you grow, but that's not always the case.
All right, guys, let's take a quick break so I can thank our sponsor, Sauna Skin Studio, with their OG location in Wynwood and their additional locations in Fort Lauderdale and Coconut Grove. Okay, so the best way I can describe Sauna is that it feels like coming home. Unlike traditional facials, Sauna's facials are rooted in education, and I love this so much. Every experience I have had at Sauna has been a chance for me to learn more about my skin and its needs. I love that the facials are effective while also being accessible enough to be a monthly ritual rather than a yearly splurge. This is why the Sauna membership is so great. I'm honored to be able to provide our audience with a promo code. Use the code THENOGLOW for $25 off of your first facial when booking at saunaskinstudio.com and additional incentives if you book a membership. I have absolutely loved my skin healing journey with Sauna Skin Studio.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I would like you to take a moment because I think for some of our listeners, this might be very new, like a new concept. But like, what are some examples of some core values or five or like non-negotiables that you've heard of, for whether for that's for yourself or in your clients, that are things to consider as people begin to self-reflect in this new part of their dating journey?
Well, this is really a great question because I was just talking to a client who's been with someone for a few years and is feeling discontent. And so I was like, all right. And she has her non-negotiables. And so she was like, oh my God, I get it. So what she had put in there was that someone who's open and curious and loves to explore and have adventure. But what she didn't have was that is in a place in their life where they have time, interest, and resources to live a life of travel and adventure. Right. And she didn't know that like 6 or 7 years ago. She just thought it was that one thing.
Yeah.
But when she looked at it through that lens, she was like, oh my God. And this is literally the same fight we keep having over and over and over and over again. And so this person doesn't want to shift that or change that or look at that or can't. And so she's like, it's not a fit. Right. So that's one. A lot of people get caught up on the money value.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. And it's really important because I had, so great example. So I had someone who was like, really has a value on family, you know, great parent, like, because most of these people have families of origin they're before. And she wanted someone who had like a retirement and certain financial goals met. And so they're dating for like 9 or 10 months. And he gets divorced. He's been divorced, obviously. He gave his wife like half of his stuff. And he made an agreement to pay for his children's college. And that requires using some of his retirement money. And my client is pissed. She's like, that's irresponsible. When I was a kid, I had to pay for my own college, like not having it. And I'm like, So you wanted someone who was like a really devoted family person, dedicated, but you don't feel like that applies to him paying for college. And she was like, no, I don't.
Wow.
I don't. Because her value over X amount of dollars in retirement was more important than this family thing, this dad being a good parent thing. Because her ex-husband was a shitty dad, like he disappeared kind of a dad. And so she ended up breaking up with him, which is great. It's fine, right? Because that's a total.
She broke up with him. That's great. Well, good for her, right?
She did, right? Because in
the end. Did it align with her.
Yeah, because in the end, right? Like, he's going to probably constantly make decisions for his children that she may or may not disagree with. And so she gets, and now here it is years and years later, and she's with someone else and she lives in Paris and he's Italian. They're living their best life. He wasn't the right fit. But really looking at it at the level of like, wow, the reason why this isn't working is because we have different core values, and being able to name it and describe it and discuss it makes it a lot easier to be discerning rather than just saying like, he's spoiling his kids, or he's spending his money stupidly, or, you know, what if we don't have enough money when we're old? And so I can't trust him. That's not taking responsibility for making your choices really intentional. And I've had, that was my last example of what one isn't. So I had a client, Madeline, now she's married to a really lovely guy. But when she first came to me, she had her long list. And one of them was he has to be, cultured. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? Right? Because how does this guy show you he's cultured? So she made this list. He has to read the books. And I was like, well, what happens if he reads magazines? What if he reads articles on the internet? No. It doesn't.
I love how you're asking them to get specific.
Yeah. He has to read books. I'm like, okay. And then he has to, this was my favorite. I'll forever bless Madeline for this example. He has to be able to know how to set a formal English table. I was like,
was he allowed to learn how to do that?
I was like, first of all, are you sure? I help clients do this, it's like, it's people like, shit, this is hard. You're asking me really hard questions. And so in the end, she realized both those were like kind of ridiculous. So you get to have, in my world, you get to have a wish list, and both those things can be on the wish list because a lot of those things can be trained. And also, you know, what's the thing with the books and what, right? Like you can, we go deep.
Yeah.
Bottom line is she was like, wait, I only get 5. Never mind. I don't want those. I changed my mind.
That's wild.
And so when she got engaged, she got married. And I love this. I love clients do this. She posted on Facebook and she had her little list and she was like thanking me. And like, she found this guy and he has all these things and now she's marrying him and she didn't really realize what she was looking for. And then there it showed up. But I want you to understand, because most people have this idea of like, I know exactly what I want. And it's, the list is really long, not specific. And so make sure, again, it's the quality of questions that you ask determine the results that you have.
I think that, you know, it's something that I talk about with my friends, because I have some friends that are divorced. I'm divorced. I have friends that have never been married. I have friends who have kids that never chose to get married, you know, and I hear there's just like a lot of chatter about the checklist, right? Like they gotta have a checklist. And I remember thinking at one point, I'm like, great, I have some core values that I think are non-negotiables for me, right? But I'm like, damn the checklist. Like, I feel like it just narrows down the dating pool so severely that we're missing out on experiencing people that might not present in the packaging that we thought we wanted. And then we miss out on the opportunity to learn and grow, you know, for ourselves, because we had this checklist and we ignored all of the, I'm not a dating coach, Marnie. Like I do not coach people on dating, but I'm like, go out with everybody, go on a date. Like, who cares? Like, it doesn't have to turn into anything. You could just, if anything, it's a way, I think, for people to learn more about themselves and what they like and what they don't like, and not be so committed to like the outcome of what might happen from it.
For sure. I think the mistake in that can be where people just say yes to everyone and then they get burned out. So
true.
You want to go through some filtering, you know, first, so that you're not, because that can get old. It's fun at first, then you're like, oh God. So you want to have a process. You want to ask questions. You want to kind of be discerning in a feminine sort of way before you're going out with men. But I will tell you that I would say like 90% of my clients that are married or in relationships today came to me at some point and they were like, I don't know. I mean, he lives like 20 miles away. I don't think this is going to work. And I'm like, have you discussed it? Like, that's not one of your non-negotiables.
That's so funny.
And so people tend to rule out before they rule in. And my invitation is to rule in before you rule out. Let a guy rule himself out. It's going to happen if he's a douchebag. Like, they rule themselves out pretty easily.
They do.
Yeah. So you don't need to sweat it. So be open. Your job on dates is to go and ask really great questions in a fun, flirty, feminine way about those non-negotiables. The thing about the non-negotiables that's great is that so I call it, I met the most amazing guy syndrome. And that is, you go on a date and you have the most amazing date. You have the most amazing conversation. He's so cute. And like on paper, he's amazing.
Right.
And you're like, and people will say to me, he has all my I'm like, okay, reality check. You don't know that. Like, you need to see who he is consistently over time.
Yeah.
To see how someone shows up in their life before you know if they have your non-negotiables. So non-negotiables combat, I met the most amazing guy syndrome, so that you can find the line in the middle.
Somewhere in the center.
Because we have so much chemistry. And I'm mocking, because literally if your girlfriend came to you and was like, I met the most amazing guy, I've known him for 27 minutes, you'd be like, ha ha ha. But when it's you, you don't. It's really important to have both of those things, the antidote to the amazing guy syndrome.
Marnie, like in my early days of dating after concluding my relationship, I was in love with everybody. Like, I have a group chat with my girlfriends and I'm like, oh my God, I'm in love. They're like, yeah, okay. Like, this is like every date that I went on. But you know, there was a part of me that, and I want to say this for people who maybe have gone through some hard times in separating from their ex-partners, because that can feel so intimidating going back into the dating world. Like, your self-worth is all kinds of fucked up, right? Like, after leaving a relationship that was difficult, right? Is one thing that I will say is, like, I remember feeling like grateful that I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this guy. Even if I knew, like, it's like somewhere inside, I knew that that wasn't going to go anywhere. But I was like still optimistic about the fact that I was going to find love because I actually believe that I am going to find great love. And it's funny that you talk about the distance part of it, because I hosted another dating coach. I don't know if you're familiar with Evan Mark Katz, but he was.
Of course.
Okay. So he was like, okay, chop anyone off your list who can't get to your house within 30 minutes, right?
Well, me and Evan have different philosophies.
Oh, yeah. Which is why it's so great to have these conversations. Like, honestly, it's so great to have these conversations. You don't have to like pick one person's entire thing. You get to like pick and choose what you want.
Exactly.
So I remember I did that, right? So I chopped off somebody I was talking to over there. I chopped off this one guy I really liked who lived close enough, but not in the 30 minute range. And then I took a break from dating altogether because I was like, I really need to reevaluate like what I really want for myself. And it's so funny because you said to your client or friend, well, he doesn't live that close, but have you guys talked about it? So over time, I wound up revisiting this person, and that's exactly what we did. We talked about the solution. Like, would there be a solution in that scenario if we decided to pursue things, you know? And I think that there always is a solution. I think that women primarily are really scared to have those conversations. So when you say things like bring it up in a way that is flirty and fun and easy, like I think women are so concerned with being nonchalant and being easygoing and being the girl, like the girl who could, yeah, like you, I, yeah, I'm easy.
I call that the cool girl. You don't.
She's so cool. She's so cool. Like that. I think women are just so scared of ruling themselves out that they put the man in the role of like, pick me. Like the man has to pick me. When I'm really thinking about like, do I pick you? Like, I'm asking these questions because. Like you could answer wrong in my worldview, but that does me a favor.
Yeah, no. Well, that's just it. Like you want to be selective. I have a client that I was working with who lives in Austin. We went through the whole process. She's going on a lot of dates in Austin. She also was in New York visiting friends. And she met a guy in real life in New York. And so we were kind of doing both. And so he came to visit her. And that was a whole set of things. She was like, oh, I should pay for this. I should pick him up. I should do. And I was like, no, like chill. It's not like you're not a couple, right? Like letting him his own ride from the airport. Like anyway, there was a lot of stuff in that, but I coached her to have that conversation. Like by the time the date ended of like, you know, we'd like to see each other again, but like realistically you live in New York. I live in Austin. Like what's your situation, right? Like, she's sort of flexible. He's flexible, but she just bought a house, but blah, 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 blah. And so they had that conversation and then she went to New York and then they had a deeper version of that because it's going well, right? And they had a deeper version of that.
Right.
There are some cases where someone can't be flexible and then you need to own that, right? Like,
absolutely.
I have kids from two other marriages and I share custody and I'm not leaving here for 18 years. And you go, okay, well, I probably won't want to go there. And so this isn't a match, even though you're amazing or great. So it's about being discerning and being from the position of, yes, if you say I can't do that, that's great. and that goes with guys who say, well, I'm not really looking for a relationship, but if I met someone, I'd be open to it. I'm always very skeptical of those. Right? And so I had a client who lived in Portland. This guy lived in Seattle. Great conversations, FaceTimes, talking all the time. Like on the fourth time, he was like, oh, I'm going to come. I'm going to come. She was like, I feel like you're not taking action on that. And he was like, well, I wasn't really looking for a relationship, but let's see how. And she was like,
bye.
Bad, right? Because of the loss of a possibility. But I was like, it's not a real possibility.
It's not a real possibility. Exactly.
Illusion. So don't fall for the like, oh, I'm not really looking, but maybe, you know, because that's setting up a guy for you to be like, oh, am I good enough? Am I the one to change?
Pick
you?
Me. Pick me.
Funny show. Yeah. No.
Pick me. It sucks to be in like pick me energy. Also, I think that women are scared to be like, I'm looking for a real relationship.
Say it at the beginning, date one. Well, it should be in your profile or you should have it if you meet someone in real life. This is what I'm looking for. What about you? A grown-ass man understands that you're not saying like, you, guy, you're saying in my life, I'm looking for this. Because someone like, oh, I don't want him to think like, no. This is what I'm looking for. Before we waste our time, are you in the same place as me? Yes. Okay, great.
I think that's super important. And I wish that more women had the courage to come outright and say that. But on the note of courage, like a big part of your business is living courageously. So let's talk about what that even means.
Well, so to live courageously, and you know, there's the Brené Brown of the world, like really brought this word to the forefront. So I just really want to honor her for like making this topic of conversation. And so I think that to live life on your terms, to live a life that blows your hair back, to live a life of meaning requires courage, because we get trained to fit into boxes and there's so many shoulds and check boxes and things that we're trying to do. And to do the thing that will make our soul tingle, right, is often scary. It's hard. It's not what other people think you should do. And it requires courage. And so I think that to live a meaningful life, a fully expressed life, a soul-aligned life, we have to be really fucking brave.
You know, one of the things that stands out to me is that being courageous doesn't mean being fearless. I remember somebody said to me once, oh my gosh, Nikki, you're so fearless. And I was like, bullshit. I am scared every day, all the time. Like, I do the things, like I have those weird conversations in my head, and I do it with dating too, where I'm like, I start to like come up with all these fears and, well, what if this and what if that? Like, and in life, like with my business, with starting a podcast, with building an online women's community, right? Like I have all this fear. And it's not that I am fearless. It's that I'm moving through it even when I am scared. And that's the difference between being fearless and being courageous in my mind.
Yeah, I think it's impossible to be fearless.
Totally.
I mean, I don't know who started that lie, but no, fear is healthy. We're built with fear for a reason.
Absolutely.
If you don't have fear, then you know that's a not a neurotypical experience of being, right?
And yeah.
So fear is a good thing, and so we want to feel the feelings. And when I was divorced, I went on this trip to Europe with a girlfriend, and we went to Prague, and I did this whole home exchange thing, and it was really cool. And the woman whose home I was staying in took me to this John Lennon wall, and there was this graffiti thing, and it said, don't let fear get in the way of your biggest dream, even if your biggest dream is your biggest fear.
Wow.
And I took a picture of it. And I made it my family mantra. Like, you know, when I got divorced, I'm like, if you ask my kids, what's the Batista family motto? They will tell you that it is this. Because that is usually what happens, is our biggest dream is our biggest fear.
Yeah.
You know, like you want to reach these women and you want to have this great community. You had to get out here and be like, hey, I got this thing. Come join, right?
It requires a lot of vulnerability. And Brené Brown talks about that a lot too. The vulnerability it requires is next level.
Yeah, it's scary, right? But like, it's a dream that you have, right?
Yeah.
And so that's I just want people to know, like, if you're scared about it, it's probably like your soul is like whispering to you. And oh God, you know, I've been doing this for 15 years. I got divorced when I was 38. Now I'm 58, right? So like, you can't wait for one day, right, to be courageous. You can't wait because, you know, your kids will be doing this, or your parents will need this, or the economy will do this, or your job will do that, or whatever. You can't. We have to live courageously and make today the day one where you live a courageous life, because the one day life is the backup life. And
the backup life. Oh my gosh.
And you don't want to be on your deathbed. This whole evolution for me, my dad passed away in 2019, and it was huge. My mom had already passed away, so it was like, you know, my anchor was my dad. And he was in the hospital, and he didn't know it, but he was going to die like in 2 days. And he was like half conscious and he was mumbling about like his credit card bills and like all this stuff. And I had this fleeting thought of like, oh God, is that what you think about in the end?
Wow.
You know, and that changed my life. I was like, I'm not doing that life. Fuck it. So legacy is like, for me, was like, I'm going to start living life on my terms. I'm going to redefine success in a way that really resonates for me, which is about meaning and fulfillment and expression. And so don't wait for one day. I mean, that, you know, I have 20 years of doing this and really thinking about the decisions I made. And it's a really important mission I have to remind women to stop waiting and stop living the backup life.
Marnie, thank you so much. And I'm sorry for your loss. I know what it's like to lose a parent. And especially, I can't imagine, you know, my mom passed away a couple of years ago, and my dad is my anchor. And I know I can understand how difficult that must have been for you. But to have that awakening in your life where you're like, this is, we can't wait for one day. And to make that your mission to share that with other women is really inspiring. And I appreciate you sharing that with me and with my audience today. And please let our audience know like where they can find you and where they can connect with you.
Yeah, for sure. So you can find me on Instagram, MarnieBatista_. You can go to very shortly to MarnieBatista.com, and that is where everything will be. And I have a really great quiz about really finding out if you are living your dream life now to see.
I'm going to go take it.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to you. It's really cool. It's funny, you know, I just created it. And so I've been giving it to everyone, and I gave it to my 22-year-old daughter.
Love that. Love that.
She was like, oh shit, mom, I'm a dreamer. And I was like, okay, well, pivot. Dreamer is someone who like has big dreams, but is not living courageously. So yeah.
I think I'm living my dream life. I actually do.
I bet you are.
I bet I am.
I'm going to send it to you.
Marnie, you are a pleasure. You're a light. I love what you're doing. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for the opportunity.
This podcast was brought to you by Sana Skin Studio. Be sure to use my code, THENOGLOW, for $25 off of your first facial at Sana when booking via sanaskinstudio.com. More than a skin studio, Sana is a movement towards healthier skin and self-love. Thank you so much for listening to The Know. If you loved this episode, go ahead and share it with a friend. Words are so powerful, and someone may need to hear what we covered today. And if you really loved this episode, please take a moment to rate the show and leave a review. Your comments are so important and valued, and they give other listeners insight on what to expect on The Know. You can connect with me personally via Instagram at Nikki Sapp Spo and The Know with Nikki Spo. My hope for you today is that you are fearless in looking inward so that you can be your highest, most authentic self and go after the life of your dreams.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.